Early last year, we reported on a panel of scientists from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science who said watermen have lost an astounding number of crab pots, leading to the deaths of millions of dollars worth of crabs trapped in those pots. Now, correspondent Pamela D'Angelo reports a panel of federal and state scientists say the situation is not as bad as they thought.
Behind that steaming pile of Chesapeake Bay blue crabs on your table are teams of scientists working hard to make sure there's enough out there to harvest. 2 years ago, one of those teams from William & Mary's Virginia Institute of Marine Science estimated about 145,000 lost crab pots are sitting on the bottom of the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries. The derelict pots become death traps to crabs and other marine species. The scientists said if pots are removed, it can increase baywide crab harvest by millions of dollars. But Glenn Davis, who chairs a federal-state crab stock assessment committee, told a winter meeting of fisheries managers those numbers are wrong.
From the spatial model that was used to the data inputs to the assumptions that were made, is that at every step of the way that it created an overestimate in both the number of pots and the number of crabs that are caught within those pots.
Davis's panel is still working out how far off the estimates were. Kirk Havens, director of the Coastal Watersheds Program for VIMS, is one of the scientists who conducted the study and co-authored the derelict crab report.
There has been some discussion amongst the managers on how big an impact the annual loss of 3 million crabs due to the derelict pots could have on the overall population of crabs in the bay. You know, it's probably relatively small compared to the overall population of crabs, which is in the hundreds of millions. But it is a known loss of market-sized crabs that can be managed.
But once the data is out, it's hard to take it back, and somebody can try to monetize it. As it turns out, Havens and his team created their own solution to derelict crab pots, inventing biodegradable panels that would dissolve and leave an escape hole. William & Mary licensed the patent to Wade Blackwood, a William & Mary graduate. Blackwood is using the data to market the panels. Meanwhile, Senator Monty Mason, another William & Mary graduate and Democrat from the Tidewater area, liked the panels and used the VIMS data to gather support for a bill in Virginia's General Assembly to require them. That caught the attention of Daniel Knott, the waterman we interviewed for our previous story who was trying out the panels.
And you can see how brittle they become. They all failed at different levels, at a pretty good cost of time and energy to fix the pots once these panels started failing.
Cost was also a factor. These biodegradable panels cost upwards of $1.50 per pot compared to the 10-cent plastic call rings watermen normally use. Mason's bill required two panels per pot. Knott wrote several senators with his concerns. The bill was defeated. But Senator Mason says he'll keep working on the problem even if the VIMS data is off.
It's still a problem. It's not as big as we thought, but over year after year after year, it adds up. So we need to focus on address it. And that time will come. It's just a matter of when.
Haven said Knott was given older panels that proved to have a shorter shelf life. Blackwood, the entrepreneur producing the panels, has a fifth generation that he says lasts longer. He's already asking watermen to test them.
Whether you lose one trap or 100, it's still a lost trap. It fishes for a certain period of time, whether it's a year, years, or till it gets full. It's still a problem.
Mason says he won't try to force the use of biodegradable panels. Instead, he'll look at incentives, such as bringing back a program that hired watermen to collect derelict pots during the off-season. And he'd consider including other types of less expensive biodegradable panels, like those used by other states such as Florida, where seven different kinds are allowed. I'm Pamela D'Angelo reporting from Gloucester, Virginia, for 88.1 WYPR.